Good morning. Joining us post-fund drive, our Alan Shartok. Wow! $1 million in under 8 days. Our listeners are unbelievable.
Well, they are, really are. And the kinds of comments, people credit us for saying the right things that get the money. But the truth of the matter is that the best salespeople for an understanding for what goes on are the people who make comments. And as you know, unlike almost any other public radio station or television station in the country, we read every comment. And the people who make these comments are the best salespeople I know. Because when you listen to what they say, couldn't live without it. I've traveled all over the country. It's the best public radio station. Well, you know, that's what builds a community. One brick at a time. And I have to not only thank everybody for making these contributions, but mostly thank them for what they say.
And the lockbox, that was your brilliant idea, and people get it. Boy, did they put their money in there.
Well, it's true. And we thank the Lennox Foundation for putting that $25,000 matching grant in there. And Alan Sagner added his $5,000. And that's what really makes it the fund drive. Otherwise, we'd be here. We've done it before for 11 or 12 days. And we'd all be walking along on all fours, you know, weeping. But it's $1 million in 7 1/4 days. It's astounding.
For some reason, you're listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about. Don't worry. We'll be back in February.
Not to worry.
Let's turn to some really serious subjects. And first, in the Times today, an editorial on the worsening Ebola crisis. They say while the U.S. deals with its first Ebola patient who contracted the virus domestically, it must address its larger responsibility for tackling the disease internationally. Have we dropped the ball here?
Well, no. I mean, I think this thing came upon us so quickly, but I do think the Times is exactly right because we see what happens. You know, somebody gets on a plane, they come over here, they infect one person or two people, and then what was a small crisis becomes a huge crisis. I think that the debate in this country is between those, David, who say we should be careful about panic and those who say, hey, this is now the time we have the ability to do something. It will be too late later on and we'll look back on it. I happen to be of the first group who say be careful of making people panic. But on the other hand, I really agree with those who say we really have to take this very, very seriously because it's coming for sure. And I think the Times is right that it is an international responsibility. We certainly take our warlike participation seriously. And this is more important in so many ways because it shows that we are not only devoted to the military-industrial side of things, but that we will help when it really is a matter of human lives.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, and thank you personally from me, Alan, for all you've done.
And David, thank you from me, because without you here handling the mornings and being the Rock of Gibraltar, this could not happen. And again, David, thank you.
Thank you.